Go the Rams.
Adelaide to bring it out from their own line. And met by some very willing Auckland defence. And push back a couple of metres. Kerrod Walters just goes from dubbing half to pick up Darren Doherty. Doherty, 25 metres out from his own line.
As now the Adelaide Rams make their way out onto Marathon Stadium for the first time.
Very big hello to our listeners out there. It's our final episode of the season. Yes, a bit sad there, but we've got one more game. It's the game of the season. It's the game we all look forward to. The big grand final on Sunday. But
between the Penrith Panthers and the Brisbane Broncos.
Get to that. Let's introduce our panel tonight. We've got Simon, Shay, and Holding the Ball. How is everyone?
Fantastic.
I'm good. I'm excited.
Yep, ready to rumble.
Beautiful. All right, we might start off with our season review real quick. We'll go through a few subjects and have a chat about it. So we'll start off with that most impressive team that your thoughts, so your personal opinion. Hold the ball.
Yeah, look, it's going to sound silly and biased, but I'm really going to have to go with the Warriors here, the Wild. You know, considering where we were last season, being second to last, to where we were and where we finished up, I personally would, go for the New Zealand Warriors. Yeah,
100%. I thought you'd say that. Next one will be even easier. Shay, who do you think?
Oh, well, I'm going to sound even more biased. I'm going to say the Mighty Panthers as my most impressive team. Everyone, I thought that we lost a few players in 21, we lost players in 22, and everyone thought we'd just, we have come back to the pack a little bit, but we just keep getting better, I think, as a team. We might stumble a little bit here and there, but they just, they don't lose their calm, I guess, and that's mine.
Yeah, definitely Panthers. Always impressive. It's been the last 4 years impressive. So my impressive team, I'm going to go the Broncos, obviously, because they make the grand final. The Warriors, I feel they're there as well. I could have picked them, but I didn't want to copy Hold the Ball, so I'll go the Broncos because they were terrible last year. If you don't like them, make sure you follow my Facebook page, Hate the Brisbane Broncos. I can't believe I'm saying the most impressive team when I hate them. But yeah, that's my the team. So we'll go a most impressive player. Hold the ball.
I need a stack to choose from. I want to say it. Sean's on this one. I really think, he's been pretty impressive again, similar to where we were last year. He had a real good perform. And this year, subsequently, obviously, the way he's been playing. But also possibly in the cusp of potentially winning it all regarding the Bell. Sean Johns, come on.
Yeah, so Shay?
My most impressive player would be Dylan Edwards.
You love Dylan?
He's amazing. But I just think he's just stepped up another notch again this year. Should have played Origin. Didn't play Origin, but should have. But yeah, he's my most impressive.
Kind of glad he didn't play Origin because would have been a bit of a harder task for Queensland to win the Origin with him at fullback. But yeah, I agree, he's a great player. So my most impressive player, I'll go with Hold the Ball, Sean Johnson. A few years playing at the Sharks, he wasn't. I don't think he was happy. He didn't look like he used to look. He was not playing well, and he came back to the Warriors, and he's been outstanding. So he's Because when they signed him, I'm like, okay, you know, Sean Johnson, he's going there to kind of retire. He's not going to do much. And he's impressed. So he's my most impressed player because he's done so much this year. From his form from the Sharks, where he was doing nothing and they looked terrible, to going to the Warriors. And
one game before the grand final.
Yeah, I'm such a shame they didn't make it. But
yeah.
I think they'll be better next year. Getting Roger Tuivasa-Sheck. So they're going to be good next year. I'm hoping. I think they will. Anyway, we'll move on to the biggest disappointment of a team. Biggest disappointment team. Yeah, does that make sense? Yeah. Biggest disappointment, the team. We'll go hold the ball. Your biggest disappointment.
Yeah, look, this is always subjective. Look, I think because of where we sort of had them this year and they didn't meet the expectations, I wanted to go with the Queensland Cowboys. Just missing, you know, the eight due to lack of form, etc. But yeah, look, considering the hype, yeah, I can't go past them. I mean, I could go to the Tigers, but that's probably low hanging fruit. Cowboys are mine.
Yeah.
Yep. Shay?
I'm going to go Titans.
Titans.
Because every year they haven't got like a lot of big names. They've got, you know, Tino and Fifita.
Kieran Foran.
Yeah. And Kieran Foran. But yeah, they just don't seem to be going nowhere. Every year they get close or they don't get close. But I think they might go better next year with Dez as coach. But yeah, I think they were my disappointment because I got a soft spot for the Titans.
Because they were in the eight for a while and then they kind of just faded.
Yeah.
And it was disappointing. So my disappointment, I'm going to go the Bulldogs. Yeah. They had some big players, Reed Marnie, Kikau, obviously got the Fox. Like they looked like they were going to do something and their defense was terrible. They had the worst points different at the end. And Cameron Serraldo, like I thought, yeah, he's a Panther. Like he'll get him going. So that's pretty disappointing. So going with the biggest disappointment player.
Oh,
hold the ball.
God, that's hard.
That's going to be a hard one.
That is tough. Biggest disappointment player. You know what? I reckon just due to injuries, and I'm going to go there, Tom Trbojevic. Expecting a big season from him. And again, you know, I don't want to say it, but I think he's injury prone. I don't want to say that, but I think he is. And, you know, I suppose we're all expecting something big from the season. It obviously fell apart. So, yeah, Tom Trbojevic for me.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, poor Turbo.
Yeah.
Wish him all the best. But he's had some injuries. Like,
yeah.
Imagine being here. Imagine how, like, he just feels so bad, you know. Like. Okay, we'll go for your biggest disappointment player.
I don't know who my disappointment is. No, I don't have one.
You haven't got one?
No.
They all played great all year.
My Panthers did,
No, that's all that matters?
All that matters.
Panthers, I'll do my one. So my biggest disappointment, Nicho Hynes.
Oh, yeah.
Coming from his last year, previously, he was pretty amazing. And I just felt like he was missing in big moments for the Sharks. Didn't make Origin. I think he was disappointing. Like, I think he dropped off a fair bit. So that's my disappointing player. Okay, we'll move on with the most improved team. Hold the ball. Is it going to be the Warriors?
you know what? I reckon I'll go with the Broncos.
Broncos?
Yes. I'll do something different. But I'll put the Broncos again, where they were last year to this year. You know, bring into context the whole finals as well. Again, grand final this week. I think they've really done really well this year, so I'll go with them.
Yep. So, Shay, most improved team?
Most improved team, I hate them, but I have to say Broncos.
Broncos? Yeah.
Makes me sick, but it's true.
Yeah. We'll get you a bucket to throw up in, no worries at all. Okay, so I'll go my most improved team, and I'll go the Newcastle Knights. When they won 10 straight, like obviously the finals weren't so good, but they were, at the start of the year, they were nothing. They didn't really look impressive at all, and then they had that run. So they are my most impressive team. Yeah. Most improved, not impressive. What am I talking about? Most improved team. So most improved player, hold the ball. Who do you think?
Most improved player. You know what? I reckon for mine might be random, but Mitch Kenny.
The
hooking position. I really think he's had a massive leap this year, and to be fair with you, I think it's actually pretty tough that he actually missed out on being nominated in the hook of the year. I thought he's been consistent. That's probably one underrated player I think for mine is Mitch Kenny.
That's really, because when we lost Appy, everyone was like, oh, Kenny's not going to be able to fill his shoes. And he's not the same player. He's not. But he has come so far in the last couple of years. I think he's awesome. That's not mine, but I think that what you've said is awesome.
I 100% agree, when he missed a few games for the Panthers at the back end, you could see, he's important in defence in attack as well.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so who's your most improved player, Shay?
Isaac Tago.
Yes, Tago. Yes.
I knew he was going to be, I know he's going to be a star someday, but he's really just coming, before he got injured, he was coming into his own. And I think he's my most improved. Yeah, definitely.
Okay, so my most improved player is Scott Drinkwater. Okay,
oh, yeah.
So the Cowboys missed the finals. Then when they had that little run, they were playing really good. They beat the Tigers 74-0 and they had a couple of big wins. Scott Drinkwater was amazing. So I think next year, if he's on, hopefully the Cowboys back in the top eight. But we'll talk about that obviously all the time.
Yeah.
All right, we'll move on with the best player. So this is kind of like, not the Daly M, because you know Daly M gets scored differently, but who you think the best player is. You're probably going to say the same for Daly M, but I'm interested to see what you say, hold the ball. If it's Sean Johnson, I might have a cocktail.
look, I would love to say that, and I reckon I could, but I'll try to be a little bit different. Look, I probably can't, I don't want to say this, but I'm going to. Reece Walsh.
I know.
Give me a bag. Please give me a bag. But I just think overall, though, just what he's brought to the Broncos, again, you know, just that transition as well. And then just, again, just that superstar aura as the Broncos like to sort of say it. He brings that. Yeah, I can't go past that for mine.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah, agree. Yeah. So, Shay, who is your best player?
Well, I reckon, and I'm going to be different because you'll be surprised or you'll be happy with what I say, but I reckon best player, not Deli M-wise, just best player, like as in if a team would miss a player.
I'm holding my breath. I can't wait for this.
Daily Cherry Evans.
I love you. Cherry.
I just feel like Darren's clapping his hands too. No, I just think that whenever he didn't play, Manly just, you know, he just added so much spark this year. Compared to other years. Usually it's Turbo they miss, but yeah. I reckon they missed Cherry a lot this year when he wasn't playing for, like, when he was out for Origin and stuff like that.
Yeah.
That's mine.
I think he played a lot for his age. He's improved so much this year. Like, yeah. He's been a good player his whole career, but I think he's been inconsistent a few times. But he's really good this year. Yeah. Maybe continues on next year. So my best player, I'm gonna go the Waz. I'm going to say Sean Johnson, as before. I think he was the best player of the year. Yeah, he's been great. And he's up the Waz still. Yeah.
Not me.
Oh, 100%. He's agreeing with me.
Sorry, okay, hold the ball. I thought you wanted to say something, so I'm like,
we'll go on
shut
with
up and
the,
let him talk.
We're going with the best team. All right, this should be easy. It should be the Waz and the Panthers, and I'll go the Seagulls. But we'll see how we go. So hold the ball, best team.
Yeah, look, for mine, Warriors. Again, yeah. I don't want to say too much here, but yeah, Warriors mine.
Yeah.
Shay.
Why do you always roll your eyes when you say
this is not the Panthers podcast. I swear you think it is.
I've hijacked it. yeah, my best team is the Mighty Panthers, hands down. Sorry.
Yeah, okay.
Can't say nothing else. But yeah.
Yep.
Waz are the second, and that's all.
Okay.
I'm not saying nothing about the Broncos.
Okay, my turn.
No.
All right. I'd love to say Manly. I'd love to say. But I'm going to go the Broncos.
How dare you?
Oh, I'm sorry.
How dare you?
Okay, we'll move on with that one. We'll go to the biggest moment of the season. Hold the ball.
There's been a few. Goodness. Okay. I think it was at the Warriors game where the Sharks were on top of us by, like, I think it was like 20-odd points. I can't remember exactly. And we come back, we win that game at the end. I just thought, for mine, that was a big moment for me watching that game. I loved every moment of that. So, yeah, I'll say that was mine.
Very nice, very nice. Shay, biggest moment. Was it the Manly game?
No.
When the Manly won 50-0?
No. My biggest moment is Queensland winning Origin. Is that allowed?
That's allowed.
Queensland are the champions in 2023.
Because, well, everyone wrote us off like they do every year.
Yes.
New South Wales have all these stars, all this crap. Who do you support? Hold the ball, or instead of Origin?
Behind the Blues.
Oh no! Oh.
you think you find the perfect guy, right? You're like, this guy's great. You know, Warriors, you know, Kiwi. You know.
No.
And then you go, I go for the Blues. Yeah. All right. Well, I thought you were perfect, but not quite.
At least he's not a Parramatta supporter, so
oh,
that's okay.
Thank God.
No, that was my biggest moment because everyone wrote Queensland off as they always do, and again we. Problem to get stuffed.
So my biggest moment is pretty much similar to yours. My biggest moment was Origin 1 Adelaide Oval.
Yeah, that was a good
thing. That was amazing. Yeah. Me, Darren and Michelle went there with you, Shay. You were there as well. We had our signs for Big Mate the Rams, and the amount of interest we had was so good. We had a little, we've seen so many people with Rams jerseys on and a lot of people. We had a lot of. We have stickers out. We have posters out. We got interviewed by like 3 or 4 stations, like TV. It was such a great atmosphere. And I can't wait for Origin or even NRL to be back in Adelaide because if you weren't there, you definitely missed out on a great game. So that was my biggest moment. And I think we might go for a break because I need a shot of tequila. We'll be back in a second.
Welcome to Osport Radio's sports morning show, where we bring you all the latest updates, analysis and exciting discussions on the world of sport. I'm your host, Darren. I'll be your guide through this jam-packed sports extravaganza. Every Monday morning, we'll be diving headfirst into the thrilling world of sports, covering everything from football to basketball, rugby to tennis, and everything in between. We'll provide you with extensive coverage of the major leagues, big tournaments, and breaking news, delivered with the perfect mix of expertise and entertainment. But this show is not just about the professionals. We want to hear from you, the passionate sports enthusiasts. We value your opinions, so don't hesitate to call in, tweet, or send us a message via the Viva text line on 0411 983050, and you can also use that number to give us a call. We want this show to be a platform for lively discussions and friendly debates, so get ready to have your voice heard. Of course, we'll also have captivating interviews with athletes, coaches, and sports experts who will provide us with exclusive insights into the world behind the games. From inspirational stories to behind-the-scenes secrets, we'll make sure you don't miss out on anything. And let's not forget about the incredible music lineup we have in store for you. We've got the perfect tunes to get you pumped up and ready for any game, whether you're in the stands or cheering from your living room. So join us every Monday morning from 7 a.m. till 9 a.m. as we turn up the volume on the world of sports. Get your coffee ready, put your favorite sports jersey, and let's embark on this thrilling journey together. Strap in, because it's going to be an unforgettable ride. Remember, this is your show, so let's make it a fantastic one. Let's get ready to unleash the power of sports on the airwaves. Welcome to Osports Radio's Sports Morning Show. Back to the Rampage League podcast with Simon Shea and Holding the Ball. It's now time for our panel to deliver their report cards on the NRL teams. How did your team rank in 2023?
Yeah, so we're going to talk about each team. We'll talk about them. We'll give them a ranking like you do in school, the high school report card. We'll start off with the West Tigers. Hold the Ball. What was your thoughts? Give them an A or give them an F or a B, or what do you reckon?
Yeah, look, anything above an F is just being really kind. I think anyway, you can't really go past the politics and, you know, the whole player coaching dynamic that just was there, but they're not there. Obviously, subsequently leading to Luke Brooks leaving as well. It was a mess, a car crash, and also back-to-back wooden spoons as well. So, yeah, look, very disappointing. But, yeah, that's just my grading from as an F.
Yes, yes. I agree. Shay, what do you reckon?
Oh, F as well, F. 100%. They need to get their crap together. I don't know how their fans are so patient, because the place is a mess. It's crazy how bad behind the scenes of the West Tigers are. So, yeah, definitely an F for me. And yeah, I'm guessing Luke Brooks is happy to be out of there now. Years of loyalty, and they buy him a barbecue to say goodbye. Oh, are you serious? Yes. Like, anyway, yeah, that's nuts. I'm glad I'm not a Tigers fan. I can say that much.
Yeah, I'll give you my thoughts. Yeah, definitely an F. I'd hate to be a Tigers fan. I know some Tigers fans, and they seem to just be going nowhere. Appy Coruscant saying that is a highlight for them. Yeah. He was amazing, but he couldn't do everything. They have their fullback. I can't remember their fullback's name, but he's probably a bright future for them, maybe in a couple of years. Mm. But yeah, they definitely need to sort their front of house out.
That's what I meant.
Yeah, the coaching with Benji next year is going to be interesting.
Yeah.
But obviously they've got to improve next year. They can't go for a three-peat. That could be a three-peat like the Panthers, but no. Wooden spoons though. Opposite.
Wooden spoons, yeah.
Yeah. All right, we'll move on with the Dragons. Hold the ball. What's your thoughts?
I'll probably give them a D minus if you do it. D minus D. Again, just not necessarily as bad as the Tigers, but I suppose in regards to Ben Hunt and perhaps question, you know, the fans anyway questioning his loyalty as to where he wants to be, that was a big distraction. And I suppose their on field form too was quite poor. Obviously, the sacking of the coach too mid season didn't help. And again, I suppose with their season done and dusted, the biggest question is where is Ben Hunt going to end up? And I just think that for mine is just too big of a minus negative to them. So yeah, a D for me.
D. So what do you reckon, Shay?
Yeah, I reckon a D minus for the Dragons. As Holdball said, the thing with Ben Hunt, it's a bit, I don't know. He wants to stay, he wants to go, we don't know. But they're going to have Shane Flannery.
Flanagan.
Shane Flannery. It's a baseball player. Sorry,
He could play for the baseballs. He might get like the fullback, baseball. Halfback, I don't know.
Sorry. Shane Flannery. Next year, so we'll see how he goes. I can't really see that much improvement because they're pretty useless. But, yeah, definitely a D minus for me.
Wow. Shane Flannery.
Flannery.
Shane Flamingo. I don't know. Anyway. So my thoughts on the Dragons, I'm going to give them an F as well because they only got 2 points, like one more game than the Tigers. Mm. The whole Ben Hunt wanting a release to go to Queensland.
Yeah.
And he's going to stay next year, but I reckon he'll probably go.
No, I don't blame him though.
Yeah. Zach Lomax, he was really bad for him. Yeah. He got dropped. His goal kicking was terrible.
Yeah.
Their team, like they're losing a few players getting kicked out by Shane Flamingo, Flannery or Flanagan, whatever his name is. So, yeah, they were really disappointing. Another team I wouldn't like to be a fan of. I don't see much happening next year.
No.
New coach, new thing, but they haven't signed anyone really. So, they're disappointing as well.
Yep.
So, poor Dragons fans. So, we'll go on with the Bulldogs. Hold the ball.
Yeah, look, Bulldogs, right? In a better position than the Tigers, but not far off. So, I'll give them an F. Again, they've got a plethora of star players from Edward to Burton to Reed Marnie. And just big emphasis this season, I think, with Ben was to sort of make it to the 10 or at least to the 8, like there or thereabouts. And obviously, they ended up third last. This sounds harsh, but it's almost unforgivable, really. Mm-hmm. They're pretty in the way it panned out. And again, just the fact that Bungai Jr. would rather try and pursue boxing over getting a $350,000 contract is all you need to know about how much of a shambles that club is at the moment.
Yeah, 100%. 100%. So, Shay, what's your thoughts on the mighty Bulldogs?
Ugh, mighty. I'm going to go an F as well, just as Holdable said about all the players I've got. And I think Gus needs to just back off. Ciro, I don't know whether he's putting too much pressure on Ciro. It's his first, was it first year this year,
first
wasn't
year,
it?
Yeah.
And he's like gone crap, obviously. But you can't blame him. Like, he's got star players, so I don't understand what the problem is. Apparently, the toxic environment and stuff like that.
Oh, the wrestling too. Yeah, the wrestling. Yeah.
So I don't know whether that has something to do with it, because you've got to be happy while you're playing. You can tell when a team's not happy.
Yeah.
You could see it with the Panthers before we started going good when Hook was there.
Yep.
Like, they had such toxic. Why can't I talk?
Toxic
in their team, but once the poison was gone, I don't know. Saying maybe Gus is a problem there. I don't know, but
yeah. So yeah, I'll say my quick spell because you talked about them for about an hour. So
sorry.
The Bulldogs, they get an F. Yeah, definitely. As everyone said, they've got so much good players. They should. Reed Marnie was so good at Parramatta. Burton. They all kind of just disappointed me, the whole team.
I'm kind of scared for Critter going then. Oh,
yeah,
Stephen Crichton
next year, that might be better for him. But I don't know. Yeah. He wants to play fullback too, so that's going to be interesting.
Yeah.
Okay, move on with the Titans. Hold the ball.
Yeah. Again, you know, sort of somewhat of a stacked squad, somewhat. I think for mine, I'll probably give them a D plus, C minus, there or thereabouts. Again, though, another team with high expectations and hopes heading into the season, and unfortunately falling short, very short. But in saying that, obviously, things sort of look good, but, you know, just sort of touching on Faswal Malawi, Fifita there, Podorica, some of their key players, for some reason, just not able to gel. And, you know, just quickly as well, touching on their leads that evaporated just as quick in the second half. Again, just that was mind-boggling. If they actually won those games, they would have been a top four team, easy. Yeah. Not the case. And then obviously the coaching situation there as well. Mm. But yeah, for me, I'm probably going to lean more on it. I think I'll give them a C minus.
Yeah. Upped it, C minus. Yeah. Shay, Gold Coast.
Yeah, C minus. I've got a real soft spot for the Titans. And I was really hoping they would at least make the eight this year. Got a real soft spot for Tino. He's my rugby league boyfriend. I love him so much. But I just hope they go better next year with Dez. I don't know if they will, but I hope they do. And yeah, that's all I really got to say about that.
So I'd say that the Titans, they only gave him a D plus. I think that what they're missing, the Titans, is a quality halfback. Okay, so like AJ Brimson, I think he should play in the centres. And Jaden Campbell should play fullback.
Oh, Jaden Campbell's awesome.
He's good. Kieran Foran was there, but he's injury prone. He missed a lot of games through injury.
Who?
Kieran Foran.
Oh, Kieran Foran, sorry.
So Tanner Boyd plays halfback. I don't think he controls the team. Obviously, they've got a good forward pack. Like, look at their forward pack. You got Fotowaka, you got Fifita, you got Tino. It's a good forward pack. I think Sam Verrills was injured a fair bit, their hooker. So Dez next year will help them, I'm sure. If he's a crazy person, Dez, he'll have them.
He's going to rip some doors off.
He'll do some crazy Dez things, but yeah, next year maybe for the Titans. But I keep saying that every year, so
yeah,
it's got to happen soon. I just hope that the Titans fans, all 13 of them, go to the games, because we can relocate you to Adelaide, have the Adelaide Titans, because I feel like there's not many Titans fans, and it's sad, you know. Like,
they only come out when they're winning. Yeah, that's what they do.
I do have a Gold Coast jersey, so there we go. All right, we'll move on to the next team. Is it the Dolphins?
Yes.
The Dolphins, hold the ball. First year of
arguably the most interesting team of the lot, really. Look, I don't want to be too high, too low on them. I think I'll give them a C+. Again, they came in, and obviously we're all in awe of the expansion, which we should be, and is another key hint as to why Adelaide should get another, you know, get a team as well. But I think for mine, you know, just what they brought, you know, spearheaded by Bennett as well, a team that I suppose was robbed by their depth, you know, as opposed to anything else, that had had some key players to cover those positions. I think they would have done really well. But instead, I can't fault them. In any case, like I said, C+, lean on a B-, but I'm going to C+. I thought they were fantastic regardless.
100%, 100%. Shay, Dolphins.
Yeah, I'll go with C. I thought they might have made the eight the way they were going at the start of the season. I think it was all the hype and the excitement of them being around, and I thought maybe that because of Bennett as coach and everything as well. And they've got some pretty good players as well. But, yeah, they faded at the end, and, yeah. Then maybe they'll get back better next year. Who knows?
Yeah, so my Dolphins, I'll give them a C. I think they've done well for their first season. As you said, they started off well in the eight, and then obviously injuries and
suspension.
Yeah,
and
suspension.
Too.
They didn't have much depth as a problem. Next year, I want to see if the hype is as big because it's their second year. Is everyone going to be like, oh, it's not a new toy anymore?
Yeah.
Chuck it away. It's not. Mm. See how many fans they have, real fans for next year. If they struggle again next year, will they get the big crowds again? A big shout out to Kafusi. I think he was amazing for him. Even though he got suspended, he's
an absolute beast.
He's a legend.
100%.
Yeah, so big shout out to him. All right, so we'll go on to the next team, which is
Manly.
Oh, love of my life, Manly Seagulls. All right, hold the ball. Don't be too mean, please.
No, look, I mean, how do you sort of grade a team that I suppose was probably there or thereabouts where they are anyway, right? I think, you know, to be fair, I'll probably give them a C. Like, you know, they didn't fail, they didn't They didn't fail the pass. They were just there. Again, what do you do when these injuries there? And again, just, I don't know. I really thought they did well, considering. I mean, I can't really fault them at all. You know, they were okay, right? Yeah. Nothing set for this year.
Yeah.
You sort of see where I'm going with it. So,
He's lost it. We lost him. Down there.
Hello? Yeah.
Oh, yeah, back.
There.
Yeah.
No worries.
Yeah, so we'll move on. Shay?
Oh, my turn.
Yeah, tell me what you think.
It was holdable finished? Are you finished?
Yep, all good.
All good? Okay, sorry. Manly, I give them a C-.
Why are you giving me the finger?
Because you called them the love of your life instead of me.
Oh, I was waiting for that. I'm wearing my Manly jersey tonight too, so.
Anyway, so yeah, no, well, C-, because, yeah, they had injuries and stuff like that, but, yeah, they could have made, weren't they playing for a spot in the eight?
They made some bad calls, a couple of bad calls by refs, and that kind of cost us, but I'll tell you my thoughts.
C-.
Okay, all right, so I'm going to give them a C as well. I'm going to say they, as Holdable said, no one was going to expect them to make the eight. Turbo obviously was a big part if he was going to make the eight, and he missed a lot of the season.
Yeah.
Saying that, they had a new coach, Seabold came in, so obviously all the players had learned him. But they finished on a high with two big wins at the end of the year. When Kohler went to fullback, I think he was amazing at fullback. I really hope they put him at fullback next year, put Turbo in the centres to save his hamstrings. But they finished on a high, which is good. Was good for Manly fans. I was obviously disappointed they made the eight, but I wasn't shocked. It was 11th. That's about fair. So next year we might finish 10th, hopefully. Mm-hmm. All right, so we'll move on with the Cowboys. Hold the ball.
Yeah, look, Cowboys for mine, I'm going to have to give them a D plus. I really am. And they had all the opportunities in the world. Games against the Warriors, right? For example, games against the Titans, right? Some of those key games that they lost. But again, with all the hype, they unfortunately failed to deliver there. And again, with their quality players too. You touched on Drinkwater prior, Damololo, Valentine Holmes, Granville, so on and so forth. So, again, with the star players they have, it might be a bit of a harsh one there, but D plus considering what we thought they would deliver.
Yeah, I agree. Shay, what's your thoughts on the Cowboys?
The Cows?
Be nice to your dad.
Yes, I don't know if Dadsy's listening, but I'm going to give him a D because I really wanted a Panthers-Cows grand final this year, and it was very disappointing to see how far they dropped from this time last year.
Yeah.
That's all I'm going to say.
So I'll give them a D as well. I thought top four for them.
Yeah.
And they showed glimpses, but they were just too inconsistent.
Yeah.
And obviously that's what cost them in the end. They were thereabouts and then they just dropped off at the end. I think Valentine Holmes, when he got suspended, that was a big out for them.
Yeah.
They have potential. They have a good coach. They've got a good spine, but they're disappointing. And that's a shame because I went to the Cowboys game when they won 74-0 and the crowd that they get in Townsville is amazing. It's always a big crowd and they're loud and they're passionate.
Because they're Queenslanders, that's why.
Yeah, they're disappointed. So move on to this team. I don't know. I don't know what I'm going to talk about this team, but we have to. Parramatta Eels, hold the ball.
Look, they were last year's grand finalists, right?
Mm-hmm.
So considering that drop there and again, just the fact that they couldn't, they were inconsistent. I think for mine, I'm going to have to give them a D. A big D there. Just, again, players in and out. I don't know. It seemed like the coach was sort of just on cruise control there at one stage, especially when Mitchell Moses was out. No firepower. Dylan Brown saga as well. Not that I want to go there, but yeah. So a D for me.
Shay, D?
I'm giving him an F.
Oh.
I hate Parramatta so much. And it made me so happy to see them go so bad because they were so cocky last year and they said, we're going to come back this year and we're going to be the grand finalists and win the whole thing. And they didn't even make the eight. So, the only thing I will say is Clint Gutherson, I have not liked him ever before, but just like the passion he has for how he plays. The last couple of games I watched him play through injury and everything like that, I just, he's got a lot of heart, so he won a little bit of respect from me now.
Yeah.
But I'm just so happy that I didn't make the eight.
Yeah, so my review of this team, the Eels, I hate the Eels. I'm a Manly fan, Manly hate Parramatta, all right? And I love to see them struggle. So I'm going to give them, is there anything after an F? Can I give them a Z? I don't think you can. not yet competent. I don't know. What is it? Not assessed, suspended, expelled. They were disappointing. They made the grand final and they beat the Panthers and then that's all they've done all year.
They always beat us.
They always beat, but couldn't make the eight. Yeah. Doesn't make, like, they beat the premiers, but that was inconsistent. Yeah. Like, it's a shame. I'm so sad.
Oh, you're not.
Yeah. Okay. We'll go on to my next favourite team, Souths. Hold the ball.
Yeah, Souths, a really interesting one. A team, well, look, where was it? Round 11, right? They were on top of the ladder, and then they literally fell off. And there was a record there saying that they were like the first team in NLS history or something like that to be a round one, be on top round one, then subsequently fall out and miss the eight. So, yeah, look, I don't know. It's a tough one. Is it Latrell Mitchell playing the fullback? You know, should he be in the centres? Was it the dynamic between Walker and Ilias? I'm not too sure. But overall, a team that couldn't quite live up to the hype and expectation. So, yeah, look, for me, I wanted to give them a grading of a C minus C, so around there. Yep.
Shay.
Well, Souths are my second most hated team, so I'm going to give them a D minus. I know, I get they did well at the start of the season and halfway through and all that, but I'm not a fan of them, and I'm just happy they're out too. Short, long story short, I didn't make the eight, I mean.
Yeah. So Rabbitohs, I'll give them the C minus. I hate them too. Yeah, they start off well and they just faded. They just faded hard. I think after Origin, I think, when they kind of started fading. I think Cody Walker, he was formed before Origin was great, and after Origin, he was inconsistent. Cameron Murray, if they've got a good team, they should have made the eight. They should have made the eight easily, but no excuses. They didn't make the eight, and next better luck next year, I guess. We'll move on with the top
them.
Eight. This will be interesting, the top eight. So eighth place was the Raiders. Hold the ball.
Oh, look, Raiders fans, block your ears, but is there such a term as undeserved? You know what I mean? Like, getting eight, again, no offense, but, you know, we're talking about a team that had minus 137 points difference, right? Even the Titans who were at 14th had minus 126. So, look, they did well considering, right? I suppose they just skimmed there, but, geez, they had nothing really to show for it, bar that game against the Knights where they nearly pulled it off. In saying that, though, I will finish off by saying, you know, hats off to Jared Croker as well. What a good servant of the game. But in saying that, I suppose for me, I'm probably just give him a C.
Shay?
I reckon a C minus.
Yeah.
Everything Hold the Ball said. And also, I don't think they should have been in the eight. No. They're called the faders for a reason. Yeah. Like, you know, I think they were close to top four earlier in the season again, and then they just
faded. I agree. So my review, I'll give them a C. And I think no one really thought they'd make the eight. They made the eight, didn't deserve it. They're the faders.
But Jared Croker getting these 300.
I just think it was a shame he didn't go out and play his last game because he didn't get selected. So that was a bit of a shame. So, they're poor faders, and I don't see him going any better next year without Jack White. So,
true.
Big loss. We'll move on to the Bondi Roosters, the Sydney Roosters. Mm-hmm. Hold the ball.
Yeah, I think one of those other teams, too, that had high hopes coming into the season here. I will say, though, I think, personally, I'm going to give them a D plus, but I think it's actually a compliment. You know, I'm considering all that they've been through. And sort of hear me out. Like, you know, a lot of injuries. This team here has, unfortunately, every team has. But I just feel like the mind the Roosters really haven't had a fair shot yet. You know, a lot of their players get injured, but it's like long term injuries. So again, they haven't been able to sort of field a strong team. But besides that, I'll probably give them a D plus. But I think it's a good thing. I'm not sure. Try wrap your head around that. But that's what I'm going with.
Yeah.
Shane? Oh, my turn?
Yeah, go Roosters up.
I always say that the Roosters, they have injuries and stuff, but I always know somehow they could be 10th or 9th or 10th with like four rounds to go and they still make the eight somehow. And they're still usually there week two or week three of the finals. So, like, I guess maybe they're used to playing with injuries and stuff like players being out.
Yeah.
But I think, what did I say? A C minus. I don't know. I can't remember even what I said. But I don't like them either. But it is what it is.
Yeah.
One of those teams that I don't really care about.
So I'll give the Roosters a C. I think They finished eighth or seventh. I think that was about where they were about predicted to come. Sixth, seventh, eighth kind of thing. So they were good in patches. They were bad in patches. They had a few injuries, but they didn't make. They'll give them a C. Yeah, that's all I got about the Roosters. We'll move on with the Cronulla Sharks. Hold the ball.
The Sharks, spearheaded by Nico Hines, and you sort of touched on them there prior as well. Yeah, I don't know. They're a tough one. I suppose they were aiming for top four, and obviously wasn't the case. They got out in two sets, which is actually a mirror of what happened to them last season. So did they really improve? I'm not too sure. For mine, I'd probably give them a C-minus, again, with a team that's got a lot of loaded talent, to be fair with you. And again, just not able to get into the second round is quite concerning. But where they are, yeah, good season, I suppose, but I know their fans will be wanting more, but a C-minus for me.
Yeah, 100%. So what do you reckon, Shay?
Yeah, I reckon Nico Hines was disappointing. I don't really have much to say about the Sharks. I say maybe a C-minus as well.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll go C-minus. I think Nick Hines was a disappointment. Matt Moylan was a big disappointment. He ended up not getting selected for the last few rounds. He was on the bench for a bit. He was a disappointment.
Don't ask me how I feel about him.
Yeah. So, yeah. I don't think no one's shocked that they didn't make the top four, but they're a top eight team, but there's a big gap between the top four and the rest of the eight. So, I think when we get up closer to the top four, it'll be more better grades. But yeah, the Sharks, they were okay at times. They won big, and then they're disappointing against some lower kind of ranked teams. So yeah, C for them. We'll move on with the Newcastle Knights. Hold the ball.
Yeah, look, this might be the first positive, rating. So grading, I think for mine, I wanted to give them a B minus. Obviously, they had a slow start. You know, we can't forget that. But obviously, the run through the mid season and then to the end was very sensational and fairy tale like. And obviously, you know, spearheaded by Ponga, Dominic Young, Phoenix Crossland, and Bradman Best, who had a very good season after Origin 3 as well. Massive turnaround considering the coach's head was about to be chopped off regarding his coaching, his coaching there. I think a B minus is what I'm going with them.
Yeah,
Shane, what do you think?
Yeah, I reckon a B or B minus as well. Their run into the finals was pretty crazy. Was it 10 straight or something?
Yeah, 10 straight.
Yeah, and as much as I don't like him, Ponga was good, I have to say. But yeah, B minus.
Yeah, I'm going to say, Knights, B minus. They had that good run. Tyson Gamble was good, I thought. I'm not a fan of him, but I thought he played well. Phoenix Crossland, Nico Hines. See, Kalen Ponga. they were good. They've done better than I expected. So they played well. So we'll see how they go next year, if they can continue that great form. Okay, here we go. We got the top four. This is going to be interesting. Hold the ball on the Warriors. What are you going to say?
Yeah, look, I'd like to give them an A+, but I can't do that. I'll give them an A. I think the difference, getting A+ and beating the really good teams, right, the teams in the top four, which wasn't the case. However, obviously pushing up from where we were last season was a huge improvement. And, to finish up in the top four, I didn't even predict that myself. So, again, considering everything, Sean Johnson hopefully wins the Dally M. But, again, just everyone there working together. Hats off to the coach as well. It was all a smooth journey, but I'll give the Warriors an A.
Yeah, Shay, the Warriors.
Yeah, I reckon an A for the Waz. Just to see how far they've come between this last year and this year is amazing. And they should still hold their heads up high, even though they lost last week. They should still be so proud of themselves. And, yeah, I reckon an A, definitely, for the Waz.
Yeah, the Waz, I'm going to give them A as well. I think they should be very proud of their season. I think next 2-3 years, I think they'll be top four team again. So that's really exciting, because I think if they continue to play well, the Warriors or the New Zealand fans will show up. They always seem to do anyway, but they might need a bigger stadium than Mount Smart, because there's a lot of Warriors fans out there now. And even Aussie fans, it's like their second favourite team now. So hopefully that continues, because, a lot of respect for the Warriors. And my favourite player from then is Dylan Walker. So I hope he does well next year. great player. All right, we'll move on with the Melbourne Storm. Hold the ball.
I suppose Melbourne Storm are one of the very few teams, like you just can't You know, you can't rub them off. You know, like, no matter who is out, they're just going to come and produce. I didn't even expect them to be in the top four. I expected them to be in the top eight, but not in the, you know, the top four, and here they are. I thought they've done well, considering to finish third on the ladder. No expectations, really, and they came close, but I obviously got slaughtered there by the Panthers, which I like, because, you know, I'll be honest, I'm not a big Storm fan at all. They're the team I hate the most, actually, so it was good to see them get smashed around. But look, I think I've got to give them an A for me. Yep. Well done.
Shay, Storm.
Well, yeah, I hated the Storm in 2020 when they beat us in the grand final, but my nana was a Storm supporter, so I can't be too mad at them because she loved the Storm. But yeah, I give them maybe a B plus. Just because, like, they, you know, they've lost Cameron Smith, Billy Slater, Cooper Cronk, all these players in the last, you know,
for Kafusi, they've lost the Bromwich brothers.
You know what I mean? Like, they've lost a lot of players, yet they can still make the top four. Yeah. And they can still make week three of the finals.
They did lose a lot of players to the Dolphins, so.
Yeah. I know. But yeah. So what did I say? I said a
B plus.
Did I? B plus. There you go.
So, yeah, I'm going to give them an A. I watched the first few rounds and they weren't very good. I was like, okay, Storm, they're probably going to make the eight, but they're not going to be competitive. I'm like, they'll just. And, yeah, they still finished third. And with that really looking like they were going to win.
And they had Paps out too.
Paps was out for the whole year, and their poor Paps. But, yeah, they just seem to always be around. And that Bellamy, I think he's the greatest coach ever, I think. Yeah. I think he's, like, everyone says Wayne Bennett because he's been around since 1931. But I think Bellamy, just what he's done with the Storm since he's been there, and he'll be the greatest, that's my opinion. But everyone says Bennett, but I say Bellamy.
I say Arvin Cleary.
Oh, I want to say Des Hasler and Jeff Toovey.
Oh, come on.
Okay, anyway, yeah. So we'll move on to the Brisbane Broncos. Hold the ball.
Yeah, look, I'm going to have to give them, again, all things into context, I'm going to have to give them an A+. You know, they've done so well with the opportunities they've been given this season. You know, Reece Walsh, for example, again, their spine just overall, and Kevy Walters, he's done well to bring a team that were wooden spooners a few years ago, right? Having fans literally throw spoons at their training grounds, but to literally having thousands gather around for their training now. So, again, what a massive turnaround. And again, just kudos to their excellent season and a good win over the Warriors as well, unfortunately. But, I want to have to give them an A+.
Shay?
I have to give them an A, even though I hate saying it. No, it's like, and I've got a lot of friends from, because I'm from Queensland, I've got a lot of friends from who go for the Broncos, and yes, we have our rivalry, but I'm happy for them because a lot of my friends have been, you know, there through the thick and thin. My pop is a lifetime, and it's his birthday today, my pop.
Happy birthday, Pop.
Happy birthday, Poppy. But he's a lifetime, he's 83 today, and he's been a Broncos fan since they came into the competition in 88. So, was it 88, wasn't it? Yeah. Cut that out. but he's very excited about the grand final, and it's me versus Pop on the weekend, so it's exciting. But, yeah, I had to give the Broncos an A.
Yeah. So Broncos hate them, not as much as Parramatta and South, but A+. I didn't expect them to be grand finalists. If you make grand final, you've pretty much, unless you're the Panthers, they're win it. They don't get A+ unless they win. But everyone else kind of like, if you make the grand final, it's a successful season, you know. So yeah, they don't well. Reece Walsh, he's A+ for his eyebrows too. So yeah, Broncos, they don't well. We'll move on to the Penrith Panthers.
The mighty Panthers.
I was waiting. Hold the ball. Can you give him an F? I don't know if you can.
Yeah, I touched on it with the Tigers, right? If you give the Tigers a rating, anything high, you know, sort of like lower than F, you know, then you don't know what you're talking about. Conversely, on the other end, anything lower than A+ to the Panthers, then unfortunately you shouldn't be talking league. Fourth year in a row, right? Grand final. Yep. Players who just come in, do the job. Mm-hmm. You know, and you know, again, led by Nathan Cleary. He's only 25.
Yep.
He's only 25. He's a baby, and you know, in our old career terms, he's still young.
Yeah.
But again, just a young, exuberant, energetic side, and they're on the cusp of going three in a row, which if they do, in my opinion, I've said it before on my channel, I'll say it here again, if they do, they've got to be the greatest team in the modern era. And the story motivates. So,
100%.
Yeah. 100%.
You should see the smile on Shay's face for that. She loved that. She's going to rewind that and hear that over and over.
Goosebumps. yeah.
You'll go. Here we go.
Oh, my gosh. Right. Is there an A++++++? Oh, words can't describe how much I love this team. I love the absolute crap out of this team. I can't explain how good they are. Like, they just, they go out there, they do, as you said, do their job, but it's like a brotherhood. They all love each other. You can just tell how close they are in that team. You can tell some teams that just, you know, go out there to play and get their money, but the Panthers are like, they're brothers. And, I love them so much. And they deserve all this success because we've met quite a few of their players when we lived in Sydney, and they just are such nice, normal humans.
Yeah.
They're humble and they're kind and they're good for their community and the kids around and all that sort of thing. And you can't say anything. I can't say
Do
anything
Do I get
more.
To say anything about
No.
it? No. Okay, so I'll give my 2 cents. Yeah, I'll give them A+ as well. I think they've got a great system there, a great coaching staff. I really love their Polynesian players. Yeah. They have. They're so close and so humble and mm-hmm. People say they're arrogant, but they're not.
They're not arrogant.
They are humble. Like you meet them, they are the nicest guys. They're just confident. They're just confident in what they do because they know their process and they do it well. Like, yeah, Panthers have been the best team for 4 years, and I don't see next year. I see them being just as good. So, yeah, when I go home, I'll be copying it from the wife. But I'll give them A++++++. Is that better? Sorry. Yeah. So. Yeah, the Panthers, and I think they'll win the comp this year. I think they'll beat the Broncos, but we'll talk about that in the preview. All right, well, that was a big segment on the report card. We'll have a break and we'll be right back.
Listening to the Rampage League podcast with Simon Shay and Holding the Ball. And now we're going to do a review of the semis.
Yeah, semis, Friday night, Accor Stadium in Sydney. The Penrith Panthers played the Storm 38-4. Hold the Ball. What was your thoughts on this game?
Yeah, look, I think the Storm started off with the right energy. They met the Panthers physically, and I really thought there was a strong statement made. Unfortunately, though, you know, an error led to Tor's try, and good on Storm for hitting back, but obviously it was the Penrith Panthers show for that. I just think for mine, the Penrith Panthers were too strong, they were too clinical. Again, all those sort of cliche words you sort of throw around, but it really was the case there. Again, led by Cleary and Luai coming back, right? I thought he had a really good game. It wasn't anything spectacular, but he came in, he did the job, and again, he set up some try ball, and you could see that old Luai sort of coming back. So, overall, unfortunately for the Storm, had no answers there for the Blitz there by the Penrith Panthers.
Yep, totally 100%. Agree.
Shay, what are your thoughts on this game?
Well, I can't believe I was actually nervous in the first 10 minutes. I was like pacing around my lounge room because I was worried that it was going to be a close game. Well, how wrong was I? I was happy for Biz getting a hat trick. I was, Romy being back really made a difference. And yeah, everyone who played their role, they're ready. They're ready to get their three-peat, I can tell.
Yeah, so my thoughts on the game. The Storm, I thought they were, after the first, they scored their try. Just normal. I thought, okay, here we go, it's on. It's going to be close. And yeah, it was not close, obviously. I think Zayo played really well.
Yeah.
He had 210 running metres. See, Brian Toto played amazing 3 tries. And I just think Jerome Loy and Nathan Cleary, they go together like yogurt and cat shit. They're just perfect together. So, like, that is great. Like, spaghetti and raw chicken. Like, yum. You know, like, something real nice. Yeah, so them back together, they're like Batman and Robin. There we go. Is that
yes,
better?
That's
there
it,
we
that's
go.
The one.
Yeah, I think everyone played their role. I was a bit disappointed my mate Peach didn't get a game. So, yeah, I love Tyrone Peachy. He was 18th man. I was like, no, I
and
want
he's
him
18th man for the
18th man this week as well.
Team.
So, I just want him in the team because I think he deserves a premiership. But the Storm, yeah, they were disappointing. But the Panthers, they were really impressive. So their completion rate was like 87%.
Yeah.
And it's like they weren't really like playing conservative. They were playing attacking football.
Yeah.
To get 87%, really good.
Yep.
Nathan Cleary, he kept his chin up all game. Was really
Stop
good.
It. Dare you.
That's a running joke between me and Shay. I always say, keep your chin up, Clez. Anyway, yeah, so we'll go with the second game.
Broncos
and the Wars at Suncorp, 42-12, hold the ball. What's your thoughts?
Yeah, look, I think earlier on, obviously, it was good to see the Wars sort of strike and, you know, go on with it, or try to anyway. But I really thought after that, the Broncos, you could see earlier on especially, they were sitting through a challenge, and unfortunately, the Warriors couldn't meet it. I thought the Broncos were very strong offensively, and it just sort of left the Warriors defensively being scrambled. I thought there was a lot of scrambling defense. They're having to run here, there, and you know, trying to tie up Reece Walsh is really hard. But the Warriors unfortunately struggled with that. But again, I just thought the Broncos as well, their forward pack was so dominant, so strong. And unfortunately for the Warriors, you know, Sean Johnson was okay, but you know, Tamati Martin on the other end just weren't clicking. And I just want to say quickly from my own opinion, I just feel like Tamati Martin, you know, has been a bit off anyway since he come back from injury. But in terms, I digress. Look, full credit to the Broncos, and obviously, you know, not that it would have made a difference, but that forward pass try was insane. That was insane.
Yeah.
But look, full credit. So what do you sort of do? They restricted us and they absolutely demolished us. So it is what it is.
Jay, 100%.
Yeah, I was disappointed for the Wars. I was hoping it was going to be a closer game. But there was a few dodgy calls by the ref, and yeah, that kind of ruined a lot of the game, I think. The ref, I'm sick of the refs ruining games. But poor Wars. But always next year, I think you'll come back bigger and better next year, and I reckon you'll go again and hopefully get that grand final.
My thoughts on the game. So I think Reece Walsh played well, 3 try assists. Oh.
Just on that game,
yep.
Was it a forward pass or wasn't it?
It was forward
forward.
10 metres. It was an NFL pass. It was terrible.
I'm not even going to debate it.
Yeah.
I think if anyone thought it was not forward, you need to go to Specsavers.
Hey, Greg.
Sorry, I've been flat out all morning.
It's good to have another look. Get 2 designer pairs, no gap, from the $199 single vision range when you're with selected health funds. Should have gone to Specsavers.
Get yourself some glasses.
Yeah.
Yeah.
100%.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, so my thoughts, Reece Walsh, 3 try assists. I think he was great. Payne Haas, 228 running metres and 91 post-contact metres. He had 17 hit-ups. I think he was great. The Warriors, I didn't think they'd win. I thought it'd be closer, but I think it's not a bad loss for them. I think it's going to build for next year. They'll be more hungry next year. They've made the prelim. They'll be so hungry to get the grand final next year. So I didn't want them to lose by that much. I think it's not a bad loss. Obviously, everyone wanted to make them the grand final this year, but I feel like next year that they can make the grand final. So the Broncos, they were played better that night, but definitely the Warriors should be very proud of their season.
Exactly.
And hopefully the Broncos get smashed in the grand final.
Yes, they will.
All right, so that wraps up the reveal of semis. Darren's going to talk about the NRL State Championships for the men's and women's.
Yes, thank you, Simon. That's the NRL State Championships will be between the Brisbane Tigers and the South Sydney Rabbitohs on Sunday, October the 1st at 1:20. It's the curtain raiser to the women's and the men's grand final. And the Brisbane Tigers team is Taj Wood, Max Lehman, Solo Mona, Far Atape, Kane Bradley, George Jennings, Riley Jacks, Jonah Pezet, Jordan Grant, Tristan Powell, Thomas Rafter, Laia Vaihaia Palua, Charlie Murray, Cole Geyer, Bennett Leslie, Joe Chan, Jack Ngātauapua, Jack Myers, Marion Sevi, Nat McGavin, Braden Torpy and Samuel Wallace. And for the South Sydney Rabbitohs, it's Blake Tarafari.
That Blake Taff, yep.
Yep, thank you. Tom Carr, Isaac, let's give it a go.
Wow. Jake, can you try and say that one? That's a nice name.
I don't even know what you're up to.
It's funny.
Thompson.
No, incorrect. Yeah, okay. That's,
yeah. Oh, anyway, keep going.
Top of Popo Thompson or something, I don't know. Jake Gagai, Tyrone Murray, Dion Pora, Dylan Hawkins, Shakiro Mitchell. Is that the troll's brother?
Yeah.
You can go the rest with them, Darren, you keep going.
All right. Peter Mamozolius, Brock Gray, Leonard Skelton, Yailene Gordon, Tristan Alvarado, Chase Chapman, Bailey Bentley Hape, Jarrett Subalu, William Swan. That's the two teams.
Yeah, so the Tigers team has basically got a few Storm players in it. So it's like the Storm's like feeder club. George Jennings, Riley Jacks, Seve as well. And then obviously South are the South reserve. So Blake Taff's played NRL. Jake Gowguy's played a bit.
So was Latrell's brother.
Latrell's brother has played. So it should be a good game. I think the Tigers should win that. Being from Queensland, they should win.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
that kicks off at 1:20. As I said, it's the curtain raiser to the women's and men's grand final on Sunday. So good luck to both teams.
All right, so we'll have a quick break. We'll come back with the grand final preview.
Listen to the Rampage League podcast. And now probably the most important preview of the whole season, it's the grand final preview. Final preview, and we give our predictions as well. So, obviously, it's the mighty Penrith Panthers versus the Brisbane Broncos. It's sold out game. It's going to be massive. The grand final entertainment's huge.
Tina Turner musical.
Yeah,
or something.
We've talked about this previously. I can't wait. Hold the ball. What's your thoughts on the game? And then give us your tip and how much more.
Yeah, look, I think deservedly so. This is definitely two of the best teams in NRL going head to head. I really think it's going to be a really tough game. It's going to be, I suppose, the Broncos attack versus the Penrith Panthers, defense, almighty defense, if you will. So again, it's just a really bone crunching game. However, in saying that, in my own personal opinion, I think it'll be a bit of an arm wrestle, but I almost feel like the experience that the Penrith Panthers have will come to the forefront, and I feel like they'll slowly get away from the game, get away from Broncos there. And this might be a big tip here, and it's a big call, but I'm going to say it: Penrith Panthers win 13+.
Yes.
Okay, so who's the Clive Churchill medal going to be?
And I think Nathan Cleary gets it this year.
Clive Churchill, yes. Yeah. All right, Shay, here we go. This is your chance. Tell us all about it.
Hold the ball. You had me on the edge of my seat. I thought you were going to say something like the Broncos were going to win. And I was like, you can't be my friend anymore. Everyone knows who I'm going to go for. It's the Mardy Panthers. I've said it from this time last year. After we won got our back-to-back, I was like, we're getting our three-peat. You can vouch for me,
yeah,
Simon.
I've said it
every game, no matter how we've gone.
Every game,
I said we're going to get the
27 rounds. You've said it, yes.
So I never give up on this team. And if they play crap, I tell them. I say they play crap, but yeah, I have not doubted they're getting their three-peat. And my tip for Panthers, obviously, Mardy Panthers to win. What was the other questions?
How much buy?
Oh, how much buy? I reckon I'm hoping 13+.
And
again,
who is the Clive Churchill medal?
Can Dylan get it twice in a row?
You can.
Dylan Edwards.
Dylan
Edwards
again.
I'm going Dylan. Or maybe Yowie.
Maybe Yowie.
Maybe Biz.
Biz?
Oh, I don't know. Anyone. I don't care. But I reckon maybe. I'm going to go Yo because he hasn't got it yet. I don't think, has he?
No.
I don't think so.
No. All right. So, yeah, I'll go my tip. I'm going to say, it's going to be, I reckon it'll be close to the first 20 minutes. I think that the forward packs will smash each other and there'll be a few high tackles and a bit of biff, hopefully. Right, not too much because they can't do too much. And then I think the Bulldogs, wow, they're not even in the grand final. The Panthers will just run away with it. I think Stephen Crichton will score a hat-trick. I think Cleary will be amazing. Yo will be amazing. I think I'm gonna say more than 13+. I'm going to say they're going to win by 20+.
Oh, geez.
I think by the 60th minute, they'll be celebrating the sideline. Broncos fans will be crying. They'll be leaving. And I think that Clive Churchill will go to Stephen Crichton.
Oh, yes. Critter. That'd be a good going away present for him.
Yes.
Not that we want him to leave, but he is.
Yeah. So we might have a quick chat about the girls' NRL grand final. We're not going to talk a lot about it because we probably don't know much about the girls compared to the blokes. But the girls, I think it's been a great season. A lot, really entertaining. This grand final between Newcastle and the Titans. Newcastle will win the game. Is it Tamika Upton? I think it's their fullback.
We're just watching
the Daily M, so we're doing the recording. So Jasmine Strange, I think she's been great. Jesse Southwell, actually know a few of these players. It's weird that I know that last year I wouldn't know any of the players from any of these teams, and I'm starting to kind of get an understanding. I think Shaylee Bent for the Titans has been great. The fullback, I can't say her name, but she's been great too for the Titans. I would love the Titans to win because I think it'd be good for the Titans to have a premiership in either men's or women's. And I think hopefully they get some fans out to watch the preview of the other, obviously before the men's, get the girls.
They're playing at the...
It's before, okay. So I hope they get a big crowd for the girls. I remember watching the girls game 5 or 6 years ago. It was pretty boring. Mm. There was not much structure. It just kind of looked like no one knew what they were doing. And watching the games, it's entertaining. And what's your thoughts? Hold the ball in the women's grand final.
Yeah, look, I can't say I'm probably the most well-versed individual when it comes to this. But in saying that, I do know of those two teams playing. I think I'm going to tip the Knights. I just think, from what I've seen anyway, they had a good season, good run. Titans do, but... Yeah, I think Knights will pull it off, and it'll be good for them as well, considering what the men, nearly did as well. So it'll be good for Newcastle to, just get a bit of luck they have now going their way. So Knights for me.
Your thoughts on the girls?
I don't know much. I'm just going to say Titans because I like them better than Newcastle.
Yeah,
this
is a nice colour. Yeah. Well, there you go. So that wraps up our season one for Rampage League podcast. Make sure during the off season you're wearing your jerseys, and if you want Rampage League podcast merchandise, hit us up on Facebook, Instagram. We got lots of shirts. We're gonna get hats, got mugs, and just if you want to send us a message, make sure you hit us up on our social media. Obviously, hold the ball social media as well, and hope you have a great grand final weekend. And Darren, you want to say something?
Just a very big thank you to yourself, Simon, Shay, and Holden the Ball for coming on board on the Rampage League podcast. And I look forward to working with the three of you next season.
Yay!
Yeah, it's been a great how we started this off. And Thanks, Hold the Ball, for jumping in. I really appreciate your input, and yeah, definitely I'll catch up with you a beer in the off season. Thanks, Shay, for coming in and being unbiased about the Panthers.
I'll try better next year, probably.
Thanks, Oz Sports Radio. I appreciate it.
Go the Rams. Adelaide to bring it out from their own line. And met by some very willing Auckland defence. And pushed back a couple of metres. Herod Walters just goes from dubbing half to pick up Darren Doherty. Doherty, 25 metres out from his own line. As now the Adelaide Rams make their way out onto Marathon Stadium for the first time. A